everyone. This is Adam Ellenboss from Nightlight Astrology, and today we're going to take another look at Mercury's upcoming conjunction to Mars in the sign of Capricorn, which is happening this week. We're going to do so from the standpoint of a variety of different things that tend to come up when Mercury and Mars get together around words, speech, language, and communication, broadly speaking. I think this is a good transit to look at in terms of the specific ways that mind, thought, words, speech, communication tend to come up as subjects within ourselves, in our relationships, when Mercury gets together with Mars, because the two of them together create these very predictable patterns that you will probably recognize. Some of the ones we're going to talk about, it if not now, you will as the week goes on. And so these are not just patterns that you may notice, but also some different ways of working with these patterns, some different ways to think about words and language through the filter of Mercury Mars, especially an exalted Mars in Capricorn, both in a very earthy place too. Anyway, that's our goal for today. Don't forget to like and subscribe. You can hit the little thumbs up button, and that greatly contributes to the growth of the channel. We really appreciate it. It takes 2 seconds. Leave your comments and reflections. We love to hear from you guys. Creates a nice community environment around the posts for the day to also hear what is on your minds. And don't forget, you can find a transcript of today's talk on the website, nightlightastrology.com. This month, we began our year 3 program in astrological counseling, which goes along with our first and second year program in natal astrology. And we also began our masterclass series on the fixed stars and our roots and spheres moon circle. All of those you can find on the website, nightlightastrology.com, under the courses tab. There is need-based tuition available for all of those if you are someone who would like to take the program, but you have to make sure you don't push yourself outside of your means. We understand. If it will help you because of a difficult situation you're in, for whatever reason, we'd love to help people who are in need. So take advantage of that. All right. So let's take a look at the transit first. And then I'm going to say 5 things about words that tend to come up when Mercury and Mars get together in any sign, but we'll also kind of focus a little bit on the uniqueness of this earthy exalted Mars and sign of Capricorn and so forth. So here you can see the two planets are coming together, and I need to back this up just a touch. So the two planets come together in their conjunction really on Friday, January 24th, into Saturday, January 27th. Then they start to separate a little bit. They'll both hit trines to Uranus, which we'll be looking at next week. This is a powerful combination of planets that they're getting together really as early as you can start to see them coming together at the beginning of this week. Here we are on Tuesday, and you can see they're just a couple degrees apart. So you will have been feeling this all week, and the separation within 3 degrees takes them forward to, about the middle of next week. So definitely a strong astrological transit that you should be taking note of, you probably are noticing, I should say. So anyway, I want to talk about, there's 5 things about words and language. You could broadly say communication or speech. Words, thoughts that tend to arise when these two planets get together. It is especially notable that Mercury is conjoining Mars in a Saturn-ruled sign, earthy, and with an exalted Mars also in Saturn's earthy sign. This tends to produce more distinct, sharper, noticeable, concrete, and practical expressions of Mercury and Mars. In some ways, what that means is that you'll notice them more. You'll notice them more because it's like when archetypal combinations come together in the sign of Earth, in some ways they show themselves almost like a 3D object right in front of you. You just can't miss. When things come into Earth, there's a way in which, it's a little subtler when it's water. Sometimes it's a little bit more emotional. When it's fire, sometimes it's very passionate, and it's about the will and desire. And when it's in the air, it might be about ideas. No, when it comes into Earth, it's like it often manifests in terms of the actual sort of physics of the situations that you're in and that you're dealing with, and the literal, tangible, moving parts and so forth. So you may actually observe that any of these qualities are present under any Mars-Mercury transit, opposition, square, conjunction, especially, but I think that there's a case to be made with an exalted Mars, both in a kind of very structured, formal place in Capricorn, very earthy, that you will probably notice them a little bit more. That they may pop a little bit more, as us astrologers like to say. So anyway, here are five things about words that you may notice coming up this week as Mercury and Mars get together. One is that there are words that clearly hurt people, and there are words that are clearly that clearly heal. And sometimes it takes a Mercury-Mars conjunction to understand the difference between constructive speech versus destructive speech, constructive thoughts, constructive communication versus destructive. And that is maybe just 1A in the astrological textbook for Mercury and Mars. Mercury and Mars will often come together as pointed, edgy, harsh, sharp, abrasive thoughts, words, and communication. On the other hand, it's amazing how, especially I think in a Saturn ruled sign where there's a lot of martial restraint from Mars and Capricorn, it is a place where Mars is not as fiery and wild as it is, say, in Aries or even Scorpio. Scorpio, there's a stable quality too in its own way, but it's different because it's water. But anyway, there can also be this very refined and mature understanding. My words are affecting people, and almost like a growing up, a greater sense of responsibility or maturity that can come forth in how we speak or communicate. These are maybe the most obvious things that come about around words and language, speech. But the second one is word policing. And I love this because it's like clockwork. So I started noticing the podcast that I listened to. It's like a sports podcast for Minnesota sports teams. And they started having this big debate, word policing, in the comments section. And, it was interesting. And then the hosts of the show actually addressed it and did their best to like sort out what was going on. And anyway, it doesn't so much matter. This was a very low level, not so controversial example of word policing or word and thought policing, let's call it. But I thought it was interesting because I noticed it as the two planets are coming together right now. So I was like, wow, there it is. Actually this has happened in the past too, but I will get sometimes people saying, oh, you know, there's this one word you use that I didn't like, or you said, hit that like button or smash the like button or something like that. And that was violent. You know, I didn't like that. Like, okay, it's interesting. I get it. I can understand. A lot of the times I understand when people try to police words, you know, in, let's say, one of my videos or it's on social media or something. And there'll be times where I'll go, huh, yeah, I didn't see that. Thank you. You know, and I make a shift. And there's other times where I'm like, yeah, no, not can't do that one. Can't ride with you there. That is feels authoritarian and controlling and narrow-minded and inflexible and sort of intolerant. And it's funny how there can be, you could find both right now. You could find that you're advocating for someone or something by means of constructive criticism and offering some feedback, especially feedback about communication, words, and languages in language. So for example, there's always changes happening in the, you know, medical diagnostic language. How do we speak to someone who has a particular condition? What is the particular language that we use to describe someone who's, you know, has a particular like diagnosis or what have you? So even as I'm talking about it, I'm going like, nah. So, and it's like, there's going to be times where, despite the fact that the change has been made for a very long time, some people are just ignorant or unaware, or they're just stubbornly ignorant and defiant and like not making a change that's actually about, you know, increased sensitivity or something. So you get this kind of word policing or word advocacy or word activism. And some of it is, you know, truly about, refining and sensitizing our use of words. And sometimes it's about being domineering and righteous. So you have to watch for that. That's something that can come up around this transit, for sure, for better or worse. Number three, symbolic listening. This is actually something that I just wrote quite a bit about for the astrological counseling program that we just started this month at Nightlight for the advanced students in our programs. symbolic listening is interesting because there's something. Mercury in Mars is a combination, although it's slowed down a bit in Earth and the control of Mars and Capricorn and the Saturn rulership and so forth, but it's a notoriously fast placement. It's like pumping the gas pedal. It's fast moving, action packed. It's like the movies, the Fast and the Furious. Mercury in Mars is a fast car. You know, it's fast muscle. What do they call that? Muscle twitch, the twitchy muscles, you know? It's the dynamic athlete who can run under a 4.440. So as something that's very, very fast, one of the things that can happen is there's this kind of inability to control speech. It's more impulsive or quick and decisive. And that can be really good when it comes to executive thinking and functioning, like having to make quick, sharp, strong, bold decisions that are like, you know, calculated, but also quick. Fantastic combination for that kind of thing. However, most of the deepest and most meaningful things to the soul often come with deeper listening. So whether, let's say you're sitting in conversation with a friend, if you're always just thinking in terms of what you want to say next or just immediate responses and reactions to what someone is saying, you know, it might be fun. You could have fun. I'm not saying you couldn't, because I'm not trying to police how you communicate. But have you ever just really deeply listened to someone talking and just kind of emptied and opened your mind and your heart? It's amazing what will glimmer or shine through when you listen without that kind of, I mean, like I said, like almost like a coffee shop. Mercury Mars is like a couple of shots of espresso in a conversation in a coffee shop. It can be fast and electric, but sometimes Mercury Mars, by virtue of what is so strong, will point out what is missing. And sometimes what's missing for Mercury and Mars is listening to deeper, subtler things that are showing themselves. And Mercury Mars can be about it can be about immaturity when it comes to communication, which may involve an inability to listen or be present and attentive. And that can be, it's just sort of the shadow of the speed and quickness, which is also like electric and exciting, you know? So anyway, that's the symbolic listening piece. Number four is mining for precious metal. Mercury Mars is associated with science, chemistry, surgery. It's associated with math and analysis. So if you're searching, if you're probing and searching and penetrating to the depths of something to find something precious, believe it or not, that's not just the shadow of Mercury Mars's speedy thinking. That kind of deep listening and careful attentiveness that can yield an understanding of things that are deeper or more hidden is actually a classical Mercury Mars signature, insofar as Mercury Mars is like investigative and wants to probe and sort of penetrate into deeper and deeper layers, whether that's to understand the underlying chemical interactions as a chemist, or that's about understanding hidden secrets as a journalist, you know, the probing, piercing, deepening, hermetic or hermeneutic activity, which is sort of, could be a spiritual science, a poetic kind of probing, or something very analytical. But a big part of Mercury Mars is that you can mine for precious metal. You've got something like a pickaxe and a sixth sense that can lead you to precious things that are deep. You have to probe to find them. And then finally, Mercury Mars is great at solving problems, but one of the interesting things about Mercury Mars as a problem solver or strategist is that Mercury Mars will often, it does really well at sitting with a problem and looking at the problem and again, penetrating, probing, going deeply into the problem to discover or decode or kind of like find a hermeneutic reason that the problem has presented itself, which means that Mercury Mars is frequently associated with people who stare at problems until they find something creative hidden within the problem. And this is a common trait of inventors and geniuses in all kinds of fields, is that when they sit with a problem, they don't just try to fix something that's been broken, but they sit with the problem as though the problem may be something other than just a problem. And that tends to yield these very creative, dynamic insights. this is also why I bring this one up as a connection also to the fact that these two planets are both moving into trines with Uranus, which also tends to amplify that sense of discovery that comes through problems. I mean, how many, I don't know, physicists, for example, have started off with a problem and then found something beautiful as a result of just moving in and around the problem. So the connection to Uranus coming in trine with both of these planets next week suggests that kind of theme as well. Anyway, that's what I've got for today. Kind of a short and sweet video looking at this very interesting connection between words, language, and Mercury and Mars. I hope this was useful for you. And yeah, we'll see you again for more tomorrow. Bye, everyone.